Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Since the recession hit a decade ago, the number of jobs in Virginia's coal industry has been cut in half, from about 6,000 in 2008 to about 3,000 today. Terry Rappin at the University of Virginia says several factors are contributing to the decline.
One is competition from the shale gas industry, and it's much cheaper to employ that rather than thermal coal. You also, over the past 10 years or so, have had increasing regulations, air quality, greenhouse gas emissions.
Those increasing regulations are on hold now because of the Trump administration, but Rappan says they're likely to come back eventually. And Albert Allwing at Virginia Tech says the coal industry doesn't work in a vacuum.
This is tied to other commodities as well. For instance, steel. Coal is a big input in a lot of steel making. So as steel and coal demand has decreased, the jobs have also decreased.
Some good news for Virginia's coal industry, though, is that it may have hit rock bottom. The mines that survived the decline are more efficient, and they're producing for a market that's not expected to decline quite as fast as it has in the last decade. I'm Michael Pope.